This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning, Frieda Liu together with Audrey Raj. An update from Bursa Malaysia. The FBM KLCI is up 1.1% to 1,356 points. The most actively traded stocks are Lambo Group, Sapura Energy, Hibiscus Petroleum, Minetech Resources and Vortex Consolidated. Gainers are led by Jardi Imaging, Lambo, Ikmas Jaya, DPS Resources and Vivocom International. Declines include Tri Property, MNC Wireless, Anzo, Baraka Offshore and Rev Asia. We'll have more in the next news update at the top of the hour.
Yeah. Also, you know, this morning, it's all about the Prihatin Rakyat economic stimulus package that was announced by Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin yesterday. And, you know, while it's crucial to get opinions and feedback from entrepreneurs and SME owners regarding this expanded stimulus package, we felt it was equally important to understand certain incentives, such as tax deductions, from a different point of view. So we got in touch with Saravana Kumar, a tax lawyer and a partner of the Rosli Dahlan Saravana Partnership Law firm, to weigh in on what the stimulus package means for local businesses.
Saravana also happens to be patient number 53, now fully recovered on the COVID-19 list of infections, and recently wrote an article on the Edge Markets about how the government could alleviate the taxpayers' burden. So Saravana, of the many incentives mentioned by the Prime Minister yesterday, is there one that stands out to you the most?
The granting of tax deduction to landlords who reduced the rental charges to the SME tenant is something that is very encouraging, in the sense that it will reduce the cost of business for SMEs. The rebate or deduction is given between the period of April to June 2020. It would have been better if the government has extended this to a longer period, say until September 2020. Nevertheless, we hope the government from time to time will consider expanding this particular incentive.
While we normally use the term SME as a broad statement, different industries have different requirements when it comes to tax relief and deduction. So how can these incentives be customized to serve different sectors?
To encourage businesses to expand and to buy more machineries or even to acquire new factories, I would recommend to the government to grant accelerated capital allowance and industrial building allowance for SMEs that incur capital expenses to acquire more machines and buildings in this financial year. And SMEs that are involved in manufacturing of products for export, there is an existing tax relief that grants SMEs or any companies that increase their export tax relief or tax reduction. But there are a number of conditions imposed that could make it less attractive for SMEs. Perhaps government can consider relaxing those conditions, maybe for this financial year, in order to encourage SMEs to take advantage of the lower ringgit and try to enhance and increase their export to other countries. There's another factor that the government could consider is tax credit. Many SMEs have tax credit arising from overpayment of taxes in the past. This tax credit should be allowed to be used by SMEs to be set off against their current tax obligations for this financial year or the coming future years. Not to forget, the indirect taxes could also be revisited. I hope the government will be open to waive sales tax for taxable products manufactured in Malaysia for this year, and also to waive service tax on certain services, especially the hospitality and the food and beverage industry for this year, because a reduction in sales tax would result in lower, hopefully lower price when it comes to consumer products, thus helping consumers in our country by buying products at a lower price, and at the same time boost production activities for the SMEs, especially those in the manufacturing sector for food items and also household products. Waiver of service tax, which is now provided for hotels, if it is expanded to cover restaurants, theme parks and other tourism activities, would also encourage fellow Malaysians to go and visit all these facilities. Of course, this is provided the environment allows for it. And also, it may attract more tourists to visit Malaysia and bring in the tourist dollar that we need very badly. And all this could help to boost the economy. The government may have a lower revenue for this year by virtue of granting all this tax relief. But be assured, this is a short-term investment for the government because by next year or year after, I'm sure the government will be able to recoup this from higher productivity, which will create higher income for these businesses, which the government could then tax it accordingly.
So what are your hopes for the government moving forward in terms of further helping local businesses stay afloat during this ongoing crisis?
I hope the government will keep the discussion opportunities open so that there could be more tax relief or tax benefits that could be considered from time to time to help the SMEs. One particular tax relief that I would encourage the government to consider is providing double deduction for all financing costs, such as interest, guarantee fees, and so on, that the SMEs will incur in respect of financing that they're going to obtain this year to refinance their business, monies to be used as their working capital. This is something that I think would give confidence to SMEs. The government is behind them, and that would encourage them to go and acquire all this financing to move on with their business. And if the government is concerned about social aspects, what the government could do is government could then impose requirements or conditions such as the SMEs should not retrench its employees or reduce the wages of the employees and so on. So there are many ways of managing this to ensure that we can draw a balance between promoting the SMEs and also looking after our workforce.
And lastly, Saravana, do you think what has been done by government to help local businesses sufficient at this point?
To be fair to the Minister of Finance and the Ministry, they are open to discussions. And I'm sure this is the beginning of the many incentives that the government will consider. And the room for dialogue is kept open. And I'm sure as time progresses, there will be further tax relief being granted to the SME sectors in Malaysia.
Thank you, Saravana. That was Saravana Kumar, a tax lawyer and a partner of the Rosli Dahlan Saravana Partnership Law Firm, weighing in on the business-centric stimulus package that was announced yesterday by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin.
And he's quite positive, you know. He said more things to come, good things to come. Lots of suggestions there that could be taken into account to further aid local SMEs during this MCO period. Not to mention, local businesses might need to persevere even more if the MCO continues beyond April 14th.
Do you think it will go longer?
I think so.
Yeah, so just yesterday, the Morning Run ran a poll asking if, you know, people felt that the MCO should be extended. And surprise, surprise, only I think about 15% said yes by one more week. About 34% said yes by two more weeks. And 43% said, you know, do whatever it takes.
Do whatever it takes. So I know we'll know something about this by Thursday.
I think, yes, Thursday or Friday, we should have news on if the MCO is extended. Extend it further. All right, we're going to take a quick break for some Green Day. But when we come back, we speak to Edmund Tan. He's our final entrepreneur on the line. He's the founder of Insight Scoop. We get his take on the Prihatin Rakyat economic stimulus package that was announced by the Prime Minister yesterday. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.